I'm in Leeds, the administrative centre of the county of West Yorkshire. This is part of the Labour Party's heartland. Yet when Theresa May called her snap election in April, her Conservative Party looked set to take several of this county's many Labour parliamentary seats. But the opposite happened. Labour, with its left-wing leader Jeremy Corbyn, took several of the existing Conservative seats here. The same repeated itself across the UK, leaving Theresa May bruised and without a parliamentary majority. These students at the University of Leeds might be part of a groundswell of young voters making it all possible.
We held hustings with all of the local candidates from Leeds North West and Leeds Central. So you brought them into the building, had them talk about what they were going to do, they answered questions.
Jess Reed is the welfare officer with Leeds Student Union, herself a graduate from last year. She worked hard to get her fellow students to use their vote this time round. And she says it worked.
I know that there was an increase in voters registering in Leeds North West, which is where a lot of students end up living.
How important do you think the youth vote was?
I think it was very, very important. Jeremy Corbyn came to Leeds a couple of weeks before the election, and the turnout was huge. People were sitting in trees to be able to see. It was incredible. We had to sort of have a candidate who was just speaking to the young, which is quite unusual, and I think that probably resonated with a lot of students and is likely to have influenced how the vote ended up.
Getting the youth vote out isn't necessarily saying vote Labour, but there's an assumption that a majority of those will go out and vote Labour.
Dr. Simon Lightfoot is a senior lecturer of European politics at the University of Leeds. Theresa May's focus on tax cuts and allowances for pensioners did her no favours with the young, he says.
The demographics suggest that the older you are, the more likely you are to vote. And the older you are, the more likely you are to vote Conservative. So I think that there's been a clear campaign from David Cameron onwards to make sure that you shore up that sort of particular demographic, particularly in a period of austerity. If you think about the budget as a cake, it's a finite cake. So if you give a group of people larger slices of that cake, by definition, there's less of it to go around. And the young generation are the ones who seem to be struggling with this, that the impact of austerity is hitting them hardest.
Polls released just a few days ago indicate around 15% more young people voted this time compared to in the last general election in 2015. Most say they voted Labour. And around universities like this one, there's a palpable feeling that national politics again engages the young. Can I ask you if you voted?
Yeah.
And can I ask you what you voted?
Labour.
Can I ask you the same thing? Did you vote?
Yeah, I did. I voted for Labour as well.
Gabrielle Hall and Ellie Batram are both student nurses who'll eventually work in the National Health Service, the NHS. The Labour Party has been accusing the Conservative government for not funding the public health service properly and for wanting to partly privatise it, something the government strongly denies.
Like, the youth vote swayed the whole election, really. And I just think everything they stand for is, like, along the lines with what I would want someone in charge of our country to stand for. But the NHS was the main important part for me, personally.
Now, Theresa May went into this election promising strong and stable leadership, as we know, and she wanted to strengthen her hand in the Brexit negotiation. Now we have a much weaker government. Do you think that's a danger when it comes to how the Brexit negotiations are going to go?
Yeah, I think it's really scary. Like, nobody now knows what's going to happen. So I think we're in a worse off position than we were before the general election.
I've been away in the heart of the European beast for the last week,
The Brexit negotiations are due to start next week. Political scientist Andy Mycock from the University of Huddersfield has just returned from Brussels, where he's been gauging reactions to the election result from other European countries.
UK now is seen with utter wonderment and bewilderment by many people, and I think that the next 12 months are only going to confirm the idea that the UK is politically out of control. Negotiations are going to change completely in their tone, and for two reasons. One is that the European Union realises now that the UK government is very weak and unstable itself. On the other side of it, it is quite clear that there is going to be a greater resolve for the European Union to draw red lines and to say these are not negotiable.
Back at the Leeds University Student Union, welfare officer Jess Reed is already contemplating the prospect of another general election in less than a year's time, which could happen should the minority government fail to pass their programme for this parliament. By then, perhaps, the youth vote might have grown even stronger.
In this election, we saw that people felt more empowered, more people were voting. There seemed to be this real connection with politics that we haven't seen as much before. So I would be quite surprised if we didn't see that come through in another election.
Would you like to see another election soon?
I don't know. I think, in a way, yes, but equally, another election seems like it's going to be a lot more money being spent and a lot of more distraction away from kind of the big issues and things that need to be done.
Few people here dare predict the political future anymore. The only thing that's certain is that Theresa May's gamble to secure a larger majority backfired, bad for the government, and that voter turnout was higher than it has been for 20 years, which, for a democracy, should be seen as nothing but a good thing. Lars Pervanger, DW, Leeds.